Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny with the temperature falling to around 39 degrees later this afternoon. West winds gusting to as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 25. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 33. With a west wind gusting to as high as 29 miles per hour. As of the time this news report was being prepared, there was no verdict reported in the Kyle Rittenhouse homicide case from Kenosha. The trial went into jury deliberation on Tuesday morning. We will have an update on the status of the trial for Thursday. From a story in the online WPR News, a bipartisan proposal at the state capitol would lighten penalties for marijuana possession in many parts of Wisconsin, but increase fines in a few of the state's largest communities, including Milwaukee and Madison. Under the plan, the state penalty for possessing up to 14 grams of marijuana would be reduced to a $100 civil fine, similar to a speeding ticket. Current state law makes first-time marijuana possession a misdemeanor with a penalty of up to $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail. Current law also allows local governments to set their own penalties for possession, which some have elected to do. That allowance would remain in place under the new proposal, but it would require communities to impose a forfeiture between $100 and $250, or community service requirements between 16 and 40 hours. A number of marijuana-related proposals have failed at the state capitol in recent years. A bipartisan coalition of lawmakers has tried several times without success to pass a bill that would legalize medical marijuana in the state. Governor Tony Evers had proposed legalizing recreational marijuana and medical marijuana in his last two state budget proposals, but the GOP-controlled legislature has rejected the plans, the WPR article stated. The Green Bay Gazette is reporting today that the Green Bay Packers sold more than 33,000 shares Tuesday during the first 3 hours of their sixth stock sale, and 83,000 shares, or $25 million worth, by the end of the first half day. Packers fans jumped on the 8 a.m. start, causing long wait times on the PackerStock.com website, but no system crashes, as happened during the last stock sale in 2011. In both sales, 11% of shares were sold during the first 3 hours. The Packers are offering 300,000 shares in the team at $300 a share plus a handling fee until February 25th, or until they run out of shares. During the 2011 sale, the team offered 250,000 shares at $250 each and added another 30,000 after about 3 weeks. It also extended the sales period. In the end, the Packers sold 269,000 shares and raised $67.4 million. This sale, if all shares are sold, will raise $90 million, of which $250 million will go to Lambeau Field projects, including concourse renovation and new digital video scoreboards, according to the Gazette report. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.